The story of the veil and the French woman.
Oh, my Muslim scholar brother, I see that our present communities went deeply into endless arid lands and deserts, far and strange, from the shores of virtue, whereas virtue was orphanized, and the market of vice was promoted far and deep from virtue, which was thrown in the lap of desire and its caprices. Pleasure was realized, but followed with troublesome psychological pains. The world is surging on a civilization decorated with every luxury and opulence and caprices, containing within itself seas of pains and spiritual sorrows and psychological hardship. Verily, real happiness is lost, as well as the reality of people who, despite their lavishness, are in misery. I am very much in earnest to ask, where is the escape? When will real happiness return to the hearts of people? But I would like you to give me more information about the unveiling to quench my thirst. Do you have a tangible example or a real incident about the unveiling in the veil?
Here is to you, my dear brother researcher, the story of the veil and the French woman. But before telling you, I would like to comment a little on the ayah which I mentioned a little while before. It is, O Prophet, tell thy wives and daughters and the believing women that they should cast their outer garments over their persons when outdoors, lest they should not be known and not molested. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. The Holy Quran, Fortress 33, Al-Ahzab, the Combined Clans, Verse 59. For it is a heavenly jura law which our Master, the Prophet Muhammad, communication with Allah and peace are through him, brought, as well as those messengers and prophets who came before him. As this God is merciful and compassionate, he does not accept but the happiness for his obedient men in this life and in the hereafter. But the bestial, hellish desires made people deviate from these laws, thinking that if the laws of their desires will lead them to happiness, they did not think right. But anyone who perceives the secret of these heavenly laws and their great wisdom, so that the happiness of mankind lies in applying it, will love God. Whenever a man becomes nearer to God, the more his love increases, and the more he understands the godly objective of his rules. And here is, to you, the incident that happened during the French mandate over Syria.